WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, brain gainers. Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood brain coach. Ready to level up your mental game? Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a baseball pitcher on caffeine? Yeah, I get it. We all face bumps in the road, moments that test our resilience. But guess what? You've got more inner strength than you think. This episode is all about building that emotional armor, becoming a mental ninja who can weather any storm with grace and even find some cool calm in chaos. Let's get real for a sec. We live in a world that often feels like a pressure cooker. Deadlines, relationships, social media is a constant hassle. And when things don't go our way, bam. Stress can creep in, making us feel overwhelmed, frustrated, even defeated. But here's the game changer. Emotional resilience isn't about being impervious to negativity. It's about having the mental muscles to bounce back stronger after setbacks, learning from those tough experiences, and keeping your head held high when life throws a challenge your way. Think of it like this. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You wouldn't just jump out there on race day without practicing, right? Building emotional resilience is similar. It's a skill that takes practice, dedication, and the right tools. So, what are those essential mental gym exercises? Let's get into it. First up, self-awareness. This isn't about becoming some mystical guru, just paying attention to your own emotions. Ever notice how your stomach clenches when you're stressed or how a smile can actually boost your mood? Learning to recognize these emotional signals is key to managing them effectively. It's like having an internal GPS. You understand where you're at emotionally and can navigate better. Next, practice mindfulness. Now, this doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that's great too. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, savoring the little things, and letting go of those nagging worries about the past or future. Try taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. This can be your mini reset button, helping you clear your head and regain control. Speaking of control, challenge negative thoughts. Ever catch yourself spiraling into a not good enough loop? Stop right there. Those thoughts aren't always accurate, and they definitely don't serve you. When negativity creeps in, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, we find that our negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions. Cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. We all have ways of dealing with stress, some healthier than others. While being Netflix or burying your head in the sand might feel good in the moment, they're not sustainable solutions. Find activities that truly nourish you. Exercise, spending time in nature, creative pursuits, connecting with loved ones. These healthy habits will help you recharge and build resilience over time. Finally, celebrate your wins. You conquered a tough project. Aced a presentation. Give yourself a high five. Recognizing your accomplishments, big or small, boosts self-confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. Remember, building emotional resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by incorporating these strategies into your daily life, you'll become more adaptable, stronger, and better equipped to face whatever challenges come your way. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to get completely overwhelmed by deadlines at work. She'd procrastinate, stress out, and feel like she was drowning in to-do lists. But then, she started practicing mindfulness during her lunch break. Taking a few minutes to breathe deeply and focus on the present moment helped her calm down and regain clarity. She also implemented a time management system, breaking down big projects into smaller, manageable tasks. Now, Sarah not only handles deadlines with grace, but has even become known as the calmest person in the office. It's amazing what a little self-awareness and mindful practice can do. You too can achieve that level of mental fortitude. So remember, brain gainers, life's going to throw curveballs, but you're stronger than you think. Embrace those challenges, learn from them, and keep pushing forward with resilience as your superpower. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little mental boost. Until next time, keep those brains sharp and those spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.